to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is Allison. How's everyone doing this evening? And thank you so much for joining us. Tonight we've got Alan Dodge back on Visible by Numbers. That always makes for a very interesting show. The topic for this evening, we're going to revisit the 7:30 show, which we did July 30th. And there were some very accurate predictions made about the financial crisis in the world stock markets by Alan, and we're going to be discussing some of the events of August, as well as expanding on the information about the upcoming energies for September and October. And we're also going to be applying numerology to the subject of back to school. On the past two shows, you all know I've been discussing how to help nurture your children by understanding their energy through numerology. And on tonight's show, we'll explain how the numbers can give you insight into the vocational direction for your children. Now, if you would like to follow along with the show, because we're going to be talking numbers here, we're going to be giving you descriptions of what someone with that energy might do for a living. If you want to follow along, you can actually calculate the number that would most reflect your child's vocational or career direction in life. And if you would like to do that, you're welcome to go to the front page of bbsradio.com. Go to the Visible by Numbers section on Monday nights. You'll see a show info tab. And in there, you'll find a chart and an explanation of how to find your child's expression number. And that's the number that we will be discussing this evening. And, of course, you know, certainly later on in the show, Alan and I will be happy to take your calls, and we would be happy to help determine your child's expression number. So, you know, if you can't figure it out from the chart, hey, you can call us later on in the show, and Alan and I would be happy to do it. Now, once again, getting back to my co-host this evening, we are always so blessed to have Alan Dodge join us on the show because she offers us her considerable wisdom and expertise on the subject of numerology. And for those of you that I really find it hard to believe that anyone that is interested in numerology doesn't know you, Alan, but I have to tell them. Alan Dodge is recognized as one of America's leading numerologists. She's a noted author for Simon & Schuster Publishers. She has six books on the subject. Numerology Has Your Number. That's a must-have numerology book. You Are Your First Name, You Are Your Birthday, Win the Lottery, The Vibes book, and just recently released From Ace to Zuma, which is a book about names for pets. Now, Alan is also an entertaining lecturer, and yes, she is entertaining. She's an exciting workshop leader, and yep, she's exciting. She's in a frequent guest on radio and talk shows. Yes, I have her on all the time, but I'm sure she's been on some fabulous shows as well. Her private client list reads like the veritable who's who of the world of finance, international politics, and culture. She advises award-winning artists, fashion designers, photographers, entertainers, just about anybody who's the who's who of the world. Alan, you know, I just can't say enough about you. You're a numerologist, author, columnist, teacher, 30-plus years experience, and I am just always happy to welcome you to the
show. I am awestruck by everything you said.
Don't you just...
Who is she?
That
oh
is
my
you,
God.
My dear. That is you.
Good gracious.
Heaven's
well, thank you so much. Yes, I'm old and I've outlived most of all the other numerologists, and so I get to be foremost. You know, you get a little older, you get to be foremost.
Wow, you well, like, maybe I'll have that to look forward to, Alan. But
yeah, one does when they stay in one career.
Oh, well.
Oh, thank you very much, Allison. It's a pleasure, as always, to be with you.
Well, I know, but you just have such considerable accomplishments, and everyone should just know how fabulous you are, and certainly what an expert you are on the subject of numerology. But listen, Alan, I got to tell you, the show that we did on July 30th, we did a show on the personal month numbers, and we went into their energies. And we did a discussion at the top of the show about the universal energy for August, September, and October and how it applies to world events. And certainly, if I just touch upon it a little bit, what you said was that August would make money and power the focus of the month. You said that information would come out, be revealed, possibly some scandals. You would say that the month would have to do with power and money and with the administration and corporations around the world, and that people would be concerned with their own money and their own finances. And those were your words. I kind of took it right off the show. And I got to tell you, I had email after email from people that said, oh, my gosh, you know, it was just amazed them at how accurate what you said on that show about the financial markets. Of course, we've all seen what's been going on with the financial markets, with the real estate markets and whatnot. And certainly what you said is very much in the news, and so many people actually, you know, email me about it.
Well, that's what numerology does. It gives us the ability to predict or forecast these incoming cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a number 9 year, which is a universal year, number 9. It doesn't apply to everybody personally, but it does affect everybody personally. When we're in the month of August, every year focuses on money and power universally.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the 8th month of the year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The 8th calendar month.
Mm-hmm.
So we put that together with the number 9, 2007, mm-hmm. being a number 9 universal year.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that in August we're going to have the highest level of money and power, structural tension going on,
mm-hmm.
Intrigues going on.
Sure.
It wasn't only money and power in terms of people, but power in terms of the universal. The weather,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, a thing that we see. So power universally always includes, you know, a few tornadoes and a few hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as, you know, the upheavals, the tornadoes and hurricanes in the stock market. But we can predict a little bit of what's coming in September.
Sure,
and
sure.
In October as well.
Well, and I want to touch upon that with you, you know, as well. But the one thing I want to add to that about the hurricanes, I did a whole show on what years hurricanes appear to be the most significant in 7 and 9 years historically, based on the numbers. That was a show that I did. I'm thinking maybe in June.
You know, you told me that this afternoon, and I checked it out on the Weather Channel. You were absolutely right. It's all number 7 universal years that we see these tremendous hurricanes, tornadoes. It's amazing, Alison.
And coming in second is the 9. You know, it comes in second.
Yeah, but you were really right on that.
I know that we have a caller, and caller, I'm just going to ask you to hang in there because I really want to finish this thought with Alan first before we move on. And Alan, you know, as I said, I got so many emails, people were interested. And just, you know, just to go back over it, I know that you had some things to say about September and also some positive reinforcement and positive encouragement for October. And I was wondering if you would just take a few moments and revisit this subject of the energy, the personal month for September and October universally, what's coming up for us in the next couple of months, if you just give us your wise...
Well, okay, I got it, Alison. I'm going to try and do it as succinctly as I can.
Sure.
In September, it's the 9th universal month, the 9th calendar month in the year. So it's the intensification of all that's gone on all year. And, of course, it's a very hectic month for everybody because things are coming up around us, going on with, you know, businesses and international affairs and the weather and everything. And then we have our own personal number 9 month, which brings an intensification of our own personal focus for the year 2007. But every September, being the 9th month of the year, is an intense month. As everybody knows, everybody thinks it's back to school. That's, you know, that makes it so intense. But it's really that there's a little bit of everything coming in. Now, this is a number 9 year, and it's a year when everything relates to universal values. There are great strides in humanitarian efforts and in culture, but there are also the height of all the activity going up and down. That could be in the stock market, that can be in the weather, that can be in terms of diplomacy around the world. I personally would like to predict, and anyone who is thinking that we're going to have any kind of terrorist activity in September because everything is so intensified, I promise you I do not believe we will have any terrorist activity on U.S. soil. there may be terrorist activity in other parts of the world, because there was some last October in 2006. And as everybody who's heard me give my spiel, October is the forecast month for what's coming in the incoming year. So we had no terrorist activity in October of 2006. Therefore, we will not have any through the end of September. We consider the height of the year 2007 number 9 vibration to start loosening up in October. So the intense months of September is when, if anything, you know, challenging is going to happen, it's going to happen. Everybody thinks things are going to happen like that then, and I say they will not. What we will see is everything that's gone on that relates to the troubles we're having in our government, the distrust, I think. I think there'll be things revealed more so. I think we'll have more weather problems. I think we'll have more stock market up and downs. But I think I would also like to predict that the stock market will end up in the last couple of days of September 2007 exactly where it was at the end, the last couple of days of October 2006. I don't think it's going to be, I think it's just a correction, and we always know in October what's going to come in the stock market. If we watch the market the last couple of days of October, the market goes up, we go up the following year. If the market goes down, we go down the following year. But we always end up at the end of September in the incoming year with the market in the same place it was at the end of October, which is the forecast month. Have I made myself clear, Allison?
Well, I know I wrote down that part about the stock market.
Well,
yes,
I think people worry. You know, people are worried about money.
Right. Well, people are very concerned about money. I've had a lot of clients call and looking at their personal months in the upcoming years, and a lot of financial choices coming in August, and it's very much affecting everyone's energy.
Well, Allison, what we're doing is letting go of problems. The number nine year...
fixing it.
Yeah, is fixing things. It's taking away the problems, and when October comes in and we get the vibration for 2008, which is a number one, new things, why, the first couple of weeks of October, the 1st through the 15th, we, as a nation and the world, takes on challenges to be able to make new inroads, to pioneer new ways to do things.
Right.
So before you can fix something, it's got to be broken or be gone.
Right. And
that's
what
why,
we're doing.
That's why we have September.
And that's what we've been doing basically all year, is letting go of the things that no longer are working for us. And we're getting ready to, as you say, to bring in new concepts and new beginnings, new solutions.
Well, I think it's also new standards.
Right.
I think we're going to set new standards, and I think we're going to be pioneering new places to go and things to do. And I think new ventures, you know, there'll be more new corporation ventures. New ideas will be coming in.
Right.
Things
we
don't know about now.
Right.
Things that are going to be very positive and very exciting.
Right.
But we got to make room for them.
Right, and that's what this year is all about. Okay, Ellen, well, that really, they wanted a little bit more, and I wanted to make sure that we got your considerable weighty opinion on it, and I really do appreciate it. I do know that we have a caller hanging out there. Who's calling into the show?
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm from Albuquerque.
Hello, Mark from Albuquerque. How are you?
This is the first time I've listened to your show, so I'm just kind of catching up. I was listening to Ellen quite well, and it coincides with other sources that I have looked at as far as what is going on and what will be going on. So it's quite accurate as far as I'm concerned.
Numerology has a tendency to be that way, yes.
Bless your heart, Mark. I hope you're feeling well and life is going to be wonderful for you.
I'm quite blessed, and I'm one of the few people who don't really care about the money situation because I've grown past that. It sounds weird, but the material world is dissolving in this time.
Right.
And we're coming up to those new things, and part of that is that the material world will become less and less important. And human interactions will become much, much more important.
Absolutely, Mark. Absolutely. That's numerology.
Yes.
We are into cooperation. These are the 2000s. We have to learn diplomacy.
Yes.
And relationship and get along with our neighbors around the world.
Well, they're in beyond.
And beyond, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I've never done numerology. I've never done it, and I did my name real fast, and I came up with 8. What does that mean?
Is it M-A-R-C or M-A-R-K?
M-A-R-K.
Okay. And M-A-R-K is a 7, I believe.
Right. I come out with 7-3-7.
Okay.
Which breaks
which
back
is an
down
8. The total name is an 8.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know that you have a business-like approach to the things you do. You're a problem solver. It doesn't matter whether you apply it to money or you apply it to popsicles.
Right.
But it's that same shrewdness and that same awareness of not wasting time, not wasting energy, get right to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I call the number 8 a problem solver because it's the executive or the athlete that can take challenges,
right,
you know, and go for the gold. So you may not want the money, sweetie, because a mark doesn't. A mark analyzes and questions and perfects and, you know, looks for the most perfect solution to things. So, you know, you have a couple of seven in there, and that 7 gives you an ability to, you know, to use your intellect and spirituality with your business-like problem solving.
Right. Actually, I have 2 7s in there, so.
Well, so you've got a double amount of the perfectionist.
Hello.
Join the club. I'm born on the 7th.
I'm on the 7th like that. So we have,
anyway,
what
can we answer for you, Mark? Is there anything? You've told us a lot about you, for which I am grateful. And I'm so happy that you're getting a little, you know, a key in to numerology. I hope you'll follow up on it. If you give us your birthday, we'll try and give you a quickie forecast.
Oh, October 1st, 1954.
Okay. Okay, Allison, you want me to do this or you?
Well, you can do...
Let Allison do it. You just did the last one.
Thank you so much. Are you now, see, this is the producer, the director, the boss. He's telling us how to handle
it. He's telling us how to do our show.
Good idea, Mark.
So, Mark, you said October 1st, 1954. Is that correct?
That is quite correct.
Okay, just give me. I'm just going to do a few more little extras here. But
that's the Alan Arkin birth date, 111.
No, oh, there you go. Okay, dear. So what?
I didn't say, yeah, not Alan Arkin. The other Alan Alda.
Right.
Alan Alda. This is a. You're a pretty powerful guy, Mark. I'll let you talk now, Allison.
Okay. So if we're looking at October 1st, 1954, right?
Yeah.
You know, cycle-wise, and a lot of that energy there is a lot of leadership going on. Your life path tells me that you really are creative and that you have the ability to express yourself. You have a gift with words, whether it's speaking or writing them. Certainly, it can give you an optimistic sort of an outlook on life. Certainly, the type of person who can see the glass half full. You are the type of individual that can inspire others. The artistic creativity can come in many, many places, whether it's writing books or being on stage, acting, painting, anything artistic, being able to visualize and see things in pictures. And the one thing about the three life path that's very interesting on a spiritual level,
mm-hmm,
is the fact that you are probably quite clairvoyant. You see things, possibly visions and dreams, or more predisposed to being able to visualize things and perhaps see psychic information in that way. It is the number of the medium, really. So there's a lot of psychic ability that comes in with that energy. And also the great manifester, because with a positive attitude that you have the ability to remain positive. And that can help you to create good things in your life. So it's important for you to share the wonderful magnetic personality. Friendships are very important to you. Is that making sense to you, Mark?
Well, it's very flattering. And due to the fact that I live in the vibration of love, and I try my best to be humble. I'd say that you were very correct, but I'm well within myself in that I am but one human being, and I strive my best to serve others.
Right. I don't think I said anywhere in there that you had to be humble, but...
No, you didn't, but it's just...
But you can be inspiring
is,
to other people. Your birthday number says that you're very strong, that you have, you know, you're brave, that you're courageous, that you step into your power, that you know how to be independent.
Allison, he's not in the best year of his life. keep telling him wonderful things.
Well, actually,
you've had better years, Mark.
Well, actually, this has been the most wonderful year of my life.
Is there love? If only if love came into your life.
Oh, yes, and the true love.
Yeah.
True love.
Okay.
True love of God, of creation, of spirit. And that's one of the reasons I called in, is because I am what is called a truth sayer. And I can discern truth from falsehood. And you ladies are immaculately truthful. Immaculately.
Aren't we scary, Mark, considering we're psychic whoopee nuts?
Yes. You're both blessed. You have found a path that is true. And you are using it to help others, which is love. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
We thank you so much for your call, Mark. We hope you'll call in again and certainly keep listening.
I certainly shall, and God bless you both.
Thank you so much. You know, speaking about listeners, Allison, we've got Marcia Mason, the Academy Award nominee, and you remember her. This is celebrating the 30th anniversary of The Goodbye Girl,
which is now
a classic. She's listening.
Oh,
We've got the publisher of the Rio Times, who's listening in Rio de Janeiro, because he's trying to knock off this show.
Yes.
I got a call from him last week after the show saying, how can we digitize this? How can we get this in Rio? I said, well, just take us. Don't steal anything.
Yeah, wow. How can
right.
We make up such a duo? Right?
And we have listeners this tonight in Japan as well. We have some clients. So we have a very universal marketplace tonight. And by the way, Marcia Mason is not a client. She is a friend. So please don't. I'm not name-dropping clients. I don't do that.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we welcome her to listening to our show.
Yeah, she's a first-time listener.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Sending us love and energy so we don't fall on our heads.
I do believe we have another caller already, Ellen.
Okay.
I'm not sure who's calling. Who's calling? Hello?
Hi. This is Brian, following Mark, which is kind of interesting because there's a very big popular DJs in California called Mark and Brian. And anyhow, I just thought that was interesting. You'd mentioned a 9-year, which is interesting because I was going to call Ron Armitron to talk about that. I've heard Glennis McCann's talk about that, the 9-year completions. And I think that you're right on target with what you're saying. But one question.
Sure.
How is that going to be as far as light versus darkness, and on a very spiritual sense, as far as the forces of light gaining on the forces of darkness, specifically related to, I guess you could say, some would call it the cabal that is controlling our country, controlling our planet, and relinquishing control once and for all so that the light can finally pour in and we can get closer to an ascension process?
I think we're virgins at that.
Well, let me,
Brian, it's a slow process to get where you're talking about. We're just we're naive at the moment. Mm-hmm. We're just learning to let go of things that are not necessary for our interaction with the rest of the universe.
Like what Mark was saying about materialism. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Allison. I know I jumped in on you. Please,
but that's okay.
Go ahead.
I do believe that as soon as this, you know, we hit the 2000s, this is the process. We're in the process, and we are working towards it. And certainly, you know, even in order to bring in new ideas and new concepts and new things, you have to let go. And so when we're talking about the 9-year, we're talking about looking back at what does not work and being shown to a certain extent what is not working and awakening people to what is not working. And you can't move forward. You can't bring in the light until you're ready to let go of what does no longer serve the greatest and highest good. And so we need the 9 energy in order to prepare for new ideas, new concepts, a new way of doing things.
What do you see for 999? Or I should say 99-2007, which is 999.
Well, actually, the month of September is 999. 9 for September, 9 for the year, and 9 for the total of both of those numbers. So the 999 brings everything, intensifies everything that's gone on, not only for this past year, but it's also the ending of a cycle. So it brings back we replay, Bill, the past. So that we revisit, okay, Brian? We revisit the past so that we can decide what to keep in our lives and what to let go of. We do that do that universally.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to see, it's a passing parade of the highest level of everything we've done over the past 9 years as a nation, as a universe, and as individuals. And then we decide what we've outgrown and what we don't need to keep in our lives for growth. And then we start to plant seeds for changes in October. And the new year starts seeping in. That's what you want to watch, Brian. You want to watch October to see where these ideas you have are starting to take hold. They're not going to be biggies. You're not going to see bombs, you know, big, you know, spotlights on it.
Right.
But you should see little indications.
Right.
Of some of the things you're thinking about and hoping for.
And on the
beginnings.
Can you, by any chance, do a quick personal reading on me?
Yes. If you will give us your date of birth,
yes,
Brian.
Yes, 1965. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, dear. But...
Well, January 17th, 1965. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I don't get on the radio often.
Okay, January, did you say 17th?
Yes, 1965.
And I'm sorry, 1960 or 55?
Oh, no, six was a six.
Six, thank you very much.
1965.
January 17th, 1965. Correct. Now, Brian, certainly, you know, what I'm going to look at here as far as is what I see is just using your date of birth. It's not bringing your name into it, so it's part of the information. And certainly
mm-hmm.
numerology has a huge amount of information to share. And so, you know, you have, you know, the three life paths. So again, you know what I said earlier of Mark and Brian, isn't that funny? You both share somewhat the same life path. So the inspirational, the person who sees things in pictures, someone who has a great deal of expression and ability, artistic ability, creativity, gift with words, whether it's writing or speaking them, certainly spiritually seeing visions and dreams. There's a number of the medium or someone who is clairvoyant who sees. So if you've had experiences with dreams and things like that, that is one of those vibrations that will bring that to you.
Okay.
Certainly, you know, part of what this energy is being optimistic and bringing about this positive attitude which draws people around you, makes you magnetic. You also are interested in having friends and being around people, and you inspire them. It is a number really that does... serve to be helpful to people, give good advice, and inspire and uplift others. And that's part of the vibration of that life path. The birthday number suggests the spiritual tendencies, very strong spiritual knowledge, but it is inevitably a self in finances. You know, it's a saying that, you know, you can remain very balanced in your perspective about material things. And it does give you an ability with finances and the ability to... as Alan said, be a problem solver, to be efficient, to be a visionary, to see how to get from point
to point. I'm sorry, did you say problem solver?
Excuse me?
That's
problem solver.
That's what I do for a living. I'm a computer troubleshooter.
Well, there you go. All righty.
Well, that's all right. Well, you should have matured when you were about 33, and that's when your life really started. You should have gotten into
and just for your
in touch with yourself. Pardon me?
Well, just for his information, he's in a personal year of a nine anyhow, so he's got like the double whammy going on, the nine universal year. He's in a nine personal
year.
You're
kidding.
So you've got a lot of endings and completions that are going on in your life where you're cleaning house, where you're looking back over the past 8 years, and you're deciding which relationships are working for you, whether your job is pleasing you. You're looking at and doing your own house cleaning, getting rid of the clutter in your life and the things that no longer serve your greatest and highest good. And you're getting ready to start something new next year as well. So you really should be in touch with what we've been talking about because you're living it with your personal year numbers as well.
Well, let me just give Ryan a good push off.
Definitely.
September of 2008, that is when you're going to get your new idea started. I realize that you think it's going to happen sooner.
No.
Okay, you will have a change in April of 2008. You have a chance to make some pivotal changes. There's some money coming in July. This is going to be some sort of money from a lawsuit or from money that's owed from something. I don't know what. Be about the second or third week in July. And then you'll really let go of the baggage you're carrying around. in August, and your time to start your new ideas flowing and going and get active with people and make contacts is September of 2008. By that time, you will be all cleaned out. You will be prepared to have, you know, a clear desk and ready to put new stuff on it, okay?
Get rid of the clutter, yeah.
Get rid of the clutter. Get rid of the, I call it baggage. It's emotional baggage. You've got
sure.
a strong connection to your mother. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
So let's not worry about it, but the point is you have some work to do on yourself.
Sounds like
it's
2008
emotional.
Is definitely going to be something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling, Brian.
Thank you, ladies.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, well, we've gone totally amok here.
So what else is new?
we've
run amok. I don't know what we're going to have time to finish now.
Really, in all honesty, I'm looking at, okay, how are we going to be a guidance counselor for children? But I guess the one thing, you know, really to say to people regarding that is one of the things that we wanted to bring in on the show, and we wanted to talk about, because we've been talking about children for the last couple of weeks, of how to nurture their spirit and how to nurture their souls. And numerology, the amount of information that it has to offer, the career guidance alone, and what we would be good at, not only be good at, but what we really would flourish in doing, that information is contained in a numerology chart, and that's really what Ellen and I wanted to get to tonight. But obviously, we stirred up a little bit of a bee's nest early in the show with the personal energy. And we used to have another call, Ellen, so let's just go with it, okay?
Sure.
Who's calling, please?
This is Olga.
Hi, Olga.
Oh, I'm actually talking with you. I really wasn't expecting this.
You're actually talking to Allison and Ellen.
Okay. What am I supposed to tell you about me?
Well, would you like us to do a reading for you?
That would be absolutely dynamite, because I'm kind of like,
can you share your birth date with us, Olga, please?
Okay, May 28, 1935.
Okay.
1935?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll let Ellen go first.
Let's see, 1935, 8, 9. Well, you're in a year, the same numerical year that Allison's in, quite frankly. It's a number 7, personal year for you. So this
uh-huh.
is a year when you're doing quite a bit of thinking. Things haven't gone exactly the way you wanted them to, June, July, and August. Anything that's financial or anything that you are striving to be aggressive about would probably be somewhat disappointing or frustrating, but this is a spiritual year, Olga. It's a time for you to say to yourself, what do I want to be when I grow up? And do some serious thinking about the plans you want to make for about 2-3 years from now. You're going to make some changes.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to come from the thinking, the inner questioning that you're doing now. You're supposed to be receptive in a number 7 year. Any professionalism that you have in career, you'll be rewarded for. You'll have respect from your peers, and it will attract money. But this is a receptive year when it comes to money and material objectives, and it's aggressive for putting knowledge inside of yourself, for becoming more of a professional or more of an expert on something, or quite frankly, it's a great spiritual year. It's a great kind of a year to go sit on the beach, watch the waves come on the shore, and let the information come from inside you,
to the
outer surface, so you get answers to a lot of questions that you're asking yourself.
Okay,
so be patient, because your action comes in October, and very, very interestingly, good things in terms of health, in terms of finance, and in terms of ambition, and in terms of shopping for bargains and getting them starts in February of 2008.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. That's good news. At least I don't have to drag on.
No, don't drag on, but do sit still. As Buddha said, you're still working when you're sitting still. Just let yourself flow.
Okay.
At least for the while.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a nice evening. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. And there we go.
Now what? Now, I think maybe what we ought to do is tell people how to get the information. They can use numerology, has your number. They can look on the website and realize how to get the number of their children's career talents.
Right. It's right there on the show info page on the front of bbsradio.com. Go to Monday Night Programming. You see Visible by Numbers right there in this time slot. There's the show info tab. You can go there, and it gives you a chart, and it allows you to find your children's, your child's expression number.
Basically, what it is putting numbers to the letters in the name
exactly.
that are on the birth certificate
right.
and adding them together.
There.
That's all it is.
It's all explained there,
Alan. Mm-hmm. Real easy.
Right, and we may not be able to get to that tonight. We may have to. I might have to just do that for another show, another time, unfortunately. Let me take this caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Allison.
This is Allison. Who's this?
Hey, this is Derek White, SkyCloud.
Hey, Derek. How are you?
Yeah, this is a day of DJs.
Day of DJs. Alan, this is Derek
again.
White, SkyCloud. He is the host of a really wonderful show on BBS Radio called Between Two Worlds.
Oh.
Derek is a psychic, a medium. He's an orb specialist. He's very wise old sage. Wonderful person. Derek, thank you for calling into the show. What can we do for you?
Well, I got a question for you, ladies. This is actually something I'm sure you've never experienced before. I think you may not have. Have you ever had someone who's experienced numerology that actually experienced for the very first time, but actually, for I'll give an example, this man that I've known for a couple of years now, he lost his son. His son passed away. His son came to him through numerology. Gave him messages through numerology through the spirit side. Have you ever had that happen to you before?
Derek, I get signs from spirit with numbers on a regular basis. I see numbers in my sleep. I get them, the messages, very often. It is not unusual for spirit to communicate with numbers because it is, after all, the universal language. It is something that everyone understands. And so I think I know of whom you speak. I've read his book, and I do know his experience with his son giving him messages through the numbers. Absolutely. Not only possible, probable, and happens to me, every other week, frankly. I think when you're in tune to that numerical, some people are more in tune to it than others, but I think everybody gets messages. Numerically,
yeah.
So many people call us and they ask us, I got this repetitive number, I saw this in a dream, whatever, and people are getting messages all the time numerically. And one of the beautiful things about numerology is, if you just study the spiritual meanings of the numbers, and you understand what they mean, when you get those messages, you can discern for yourself what the heck it means. You know, so it's really it's a really wonderful tool to just know the meaning of the numbers, to interpret those messages when you do get them. I don't know if that answered your question, but there you go.
Derek,
you have a comment.
Yeah, I was going to say that there's actually something else I find confusing for myself. I was supposed to be scheduled to go to take, I was supposed to head up north out towards Alberta here. I'm from Canada. I was supposed to be leaving British Columbia heading to Alberta, and there was actually a bunch of numbers that were confused because basically I was supposed to be leaving tomorrow and gone for a whole 10 days, and then these other people that apparently scheduled me for the next 20 months, everything got all mixed up, and then they called me back and said, no, they changed their mind. They said they want to come next month, but yet the numbers are all twisted around. Does that actually affect you when it's somehow, people say, well, Mercury's in retrograde. I really don't think because that has nothing to do with that, but...
I don't think Mercury's in retrograde right now, so I don't think you can blame it on Mercury.
It's the intensity of the cycles right now, Derek. Number one and number two, this is the age of digits. You're going to see more people having their numbers come through more and more as the years go on. So it's absolute that everybody's got a number that reappears or reoccurs in their lives. I don't think there's one person that doesn't.
Right. In numerologists, when we do readings for people on a consistent basis, it might be a voila moment for them when we tell them what their life path number is because they're like, oh, my God, I see that number everywhere. And so people
are... Oh, yeah, like the 3-3-2-2-2-1-1-1, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They might be a 22 life path and they see 22 all the time or a 7 life path and see 7s all the time. And so people are always... You always get that... shock factor when they're not aware of what their numbers are and you tell them what their numeric vibration is and then they always cannot seem to identify with a certain number. and following them around.
I really think, Derek, the answer to your getting mix-ups is the fact that you have a strong number 5 in you numerologically, whether it's in your birthday.
Really?
I believe you do. I don't know anything about you, but I believe you do. I think
well, the year I was born in 1956.
What year? What is it?
The year I was born in I'm born October 6, 1956. So there's a 5 in my number.
1956.
Well,
yeah.
3, 6, 9. Actually, you're a 1 destiny. You have a 5 challenge. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five is the number of the unconventional, surprises, sex in the senses, being overly concerned about sensuality or too cerebral. These are the extremes, the psychological, obsessive, compulsive things we establish in childhood. So you must have had too many surprises or not enough when you were a kid. But that would bring a 5 into your life strongly.
Right.
Because when it's a challenge, it's part of your personality. It's a talent. But it's a talent that's run amok, if you know what I mean. It doesn't balance out well. So, yes, you would run into accidents. You would run into surprises, you mix-ups, things like that. And it shouldn't be. This shouldn't be the first time.
Oh, no, never. It always seems to happen, almost the last minute when things get changed.
Well, that's
you. But when it does, when things do come around, whether we're supposed to happen, they just happen.
Yeah, well, and also, Alan, I just want to say here, Derek is blessed to be born on the same day that I was born on, which is October 6th. So he
and I'm born a day later, so let's not all get, you know, too full-blown about this.
Well, I love him for it, Ellen. And you can just stay there in your sevenness, and we'll stay over here in our sixness. But
you can keep your relationships all huggy and lovey.
Okay, but he's in a 7-year. He's in a 7-year. So oftentimes, you know, if you are, what you need will come to you. If you're pushing or striving or wanting something, and you've pushed for it or reached out for it, sometimes it's not going to happen for you. It's not going to happen the way you wanted it to, or it might even get pushed further away from you. This is a year where you really want to let things come to you and not go to them. And so perhaps in the scheme of this particular arrangement for whatever it is you were planning, you know, perhaps that plays into it your 7-year as well. I'm just throwing that out there.
My job's going down to work with the elders to do some healing work up there.
Right.
I'm also doing some paranormal investigating, so that's going to keep me busy for about 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what you want to look forward to is a lot of success next year. I think this is your year to build your professionalism and really establish yourself.
Sure.
You know, and as a professional, spend time with yourself this year, Derek. You're going to capitalize on it financially next year.
Right.
Oh, I kind of figured that, yeah. Actually, I want to work on getting my second book done.
Well,
so I'm looking forward to having that taken care of. But yeah, basically the reason why I called was actually regarding the fellow, was actually with Dennis Spaulding and what we talked about earlier, yes.
Okay.
Because he just recently had a heart attack and he had his heart surgery, and now he's kind of worried about where his path is going from here. So, and this guy is he's quite a phenomenal person to talk to.
Right. Well, you know, maybe have him pop me an email, and I'd be happy to take a look at his energy, what's around him right now, and give him some advice numerically. I'd be happy to do that, Derek. You can give him that advice, okay?
Well, Alan,
pleasure to talk to you, ladies.
Very nice to talk with you, Derek.
Thank you for calling in, Derek. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again. Allison,
what?
Do you realize we've had 3 men in a row?
I know. It's raining men.
It's raining men, and my question from the my friend in Rio de Janeiro, when he listened to the show list, was, what's the matter? Don't you have any men on?
Ask and you shall receive.
Is that amazing?
Well,
yes.
There we go. Now we have the men for...
Well, people think that men are not as interested in metaphysical things as they say women are more, you know, interested. And that's a lot of malarkey, at least in my, you know, list of clients.
Well, I also think with numerology, the fact that it is has a certain science to it, it's scientifically based. I think men can somehow, perhaps at some point, embrace it a little bit better than they might be maybe some other ideologies, you know. So, and I, you know what, Ellen, we haven't done a caller. I guess.
Go for it, Allison. We're ruined now. We'll have to do back to school another time.
I'll do back to school another time.
Hello, caller. This is Allison, and who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison and Ellen. It's Terry calling.
Hey, Terry. How are you, dear?
I'm wonderful. It's been a great show, and it occurred to me as I'm listening to all the callers, and everybody seems a little trepidatious out there about, you know, what's happening in the markets and people calling in and what's going to happen in September. And it sort of occurred to me, and tell me what you guys think about this, is that 9 being the completion, maybe we should be looking towards September as sort of an exciting time when we're going to be putting stuff behind us, like fear is the number one thing. With this age of enlightenment that's kind of upon us, you know, maybe the 1 year next year brings in the manifestation of all the things that the light workers have been working towards.
Well, 9 is supposed to give us the big picture of life, Terry. We're supposed to look at the universe, not just our own small place in this world. And so when we get to the 999 in September, there are going to be a lot more universal things going on. People don't realize to do with medicine, strides in medicine. You realize that there are wonderful things going on in China now. Because we will not purchase the Chinese beef and other things that come from China that are not made carefully the way we, you know, so that we don't get sick when we purchase them. Everything from toys to foods to clothing, everything. The Chinese are now having to change their ways. And in fact, just today, this is the first time today, we actually can trade directly with Chinese stocks, which we have never been able to do before.
Mm-hmm.
So the world is changing in many ways that are improvements in this number 9. See, we're letting go of the old way that the Chinese did things and making room for the new standards that are coming in. So you're quite right. This is a positive time.
Right. And I mean, I myself, having watched what's gone on out there, I want to get scared about, oh, gosh, what's coming? The sky's falling, nature's rearing, all this other stuff. But listening to the callers and your commentaries, it really gave me a shift tonight.
Oh,
really,
Terry, in 1998, we went through the exact same kind of hurricanes and tornadoes. In 1998, which was a number 9 year, we had extreme heat. The worst damage was drought and heat, and that's exactly the trouble we've had in 2007. I traced back all the number 9 years, and they have the same hurricanes. Some of them are worse than others, but usually they're bad ones because the 9 is the height of the power that anything can be. So this is just a rerun. If people will think back to 1998 in your memory bank, everybody listening, and you'll realize that 2007 is a similar activity type of year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Panic not. You've
right.
lived through it before.
Right, and so it's exciting because we're shifting. Instead of going deeper and darker, maybe we're going to get some closure and the global start to come together and everything that everybody's working towards to raise the vibration, we will start to see come in, right?
And I think things have to reach a height, you know,
right.
so that they can simmer down. The 9, remember, is the height of achievement, the height of the power, the height of what anything can be. And if you look at the stock market last week, you know we went to the heights
mm-hmm.
and we sank to the depths.
Well,
it's an up and down, and we'll go up again the same way we went down.
Right, right. Okay.
Very good point.
Nothing
though,
to fear.
Very, very, very good point.
For me, I wrote down decision to let go of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a time to make a
right.
decision to live
right.
in the solution instead of the problem.
Right. There's hurricanes, you know, most every year. There really is. I mean, you know, the one thing that I know from doing the research, what I did on the show, and I invite everyone to look into the archives and listen back to that show. You know, it is not limited to any particular year. However, 7 and 9 years, there's a great deal more intensity, as Ellen was saying. It's the
yeah, but 9 years ago, everybody was in the same cycle personally
sure.
that they're in,
sure.
and the universe is in the same cycle that it's in. And we can all identify with the type of things that were going on 9 years ago,
sure.
and that was
sure.
happens to be 1998.
Right, right.
So it's all good things going forward after September.
Right. Terry, you're still here. You went through the same thing 9 years ago.
That's right. All right.
Here you are.
There I am. Well, I'm a real estate broker, so I'm looking for a new cycle to happen. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Terry.
Okay,
I really
bye.
Appreciate it.
Good night now, Terry.
Good night.
Okay. Well, Ellen, like I said, we must have struck a chord this evening. A lot of calls, a lot of discussion, a lot of interesting things.
I think it's interesting. Allison, to wind this up, if people will think about the fact that we live in cycles and that's what numerology teaches us,
mm-hmm.
you know, usually we've been through the same types of people
sure.
and experiences in our lives before.
Sure.
We've solved our problems. We've forged ahead,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's that major thing I always feel. And I think I tell my clients, and I believe it wholeheartedly, it's not what happens to you. It's how you deal with it.
It's your perspective. It's how you deal with
mm-hmm.
it. Exactly. Exactly.
And good things are coming in October, so.
Right, right. And you do, you know, as everyone moves into September, just remember that it intensifies. In October, you see the solutions. And then there's another year. And
well, I think of it as clearing the decks. To
right.
make room for the new.
Right.
That's
well,
what October, September
right.
is.
Whenever you're doing readings for people, and quite often when you explain to them the personal year that they're in, I always kind of try to go to where they've been and where they're going so that they can see the natural cycle of the events in our lives as they unfold in this natural process of beginning a new idea and nurturing it and seeing it unfold and working hard at it and seeing it turn into something great, and then eventually looking back at it and deciding, is this something you want to keep in your life or if you want to start over something new again? And every time when I explain the cycle, the cycles that we do, 1 through 9, and we start over again, everyone is doing, I don't have to tell them you're in a 5-year and so change is around you, and you may be thinking about moving or changing a job or expanding that which you're already doing. I don't have to tell them they're already doing it. They're already starting new things in 1 year. They're always being patient and cooperative in 2 years, et cetera, et cetera. People, it's validation. Numerology validates the events in our lives and the feelings that we're having about each year as we move through these cycles. It's just one way of actually, you know, putting an exclamation point on you're doing just fine. You're doing exactly what you should be doing at this moment in your time in your life, and all is well. And I think that that's the one thing that I would, you know, kind of want to leave the show with. And speaking of leaving the show, you know what? We've got 2 minutes left. So, Ellen, you know, how's From Ace to Zumo, how's it doing? Love that book.
Oh, From Ace to Zumo is running away. Every little cat and dog on it, they're just all running. Ace to Zumo is doing fine.
Right.
And numerology has your numbers doing fine.
Of course it is.
And I think that I do appreciate your mentioning the books, and everybody should know that they're available at any major retailer, bookstore, or any of the internet book, you know, sellers.
And if anyone wants to get a hold of you, Ellen, could you tell them your website?
Absolutely, www.ellindodge.com. And if you wish to get in touch with me, I do readings. And if you bought my book and you have any question about, you know, numerology, please contact me. I'm very happy to answer questions about the books. I try and make myself available.
And she is a wonderful teacher. And she answers questions wonderfully. Don't you, Ellen?
I don't know. I'm extensive. I do repeat a lot. But this has been fun. I love talking about the cycles and the future and
right.
people, you know, realizing that we can't, you
right.
know, we can't start anything till we end something, and the start
right.
is always so exciting because
right.
it's so fresh and new.
Right. Well, Ellen, thank you for being with us, and unfortunately, we're up on our time, so we've got to get going. So you're coming back again next month, I'm assuming.
I hope so. Thank you so much, Allison, once again.
All right, and then everyone out there, thank you so much for listening. For everyone that called in, thank you for calling. Thank you for your interest. We'll be back again. I'll be back again next Monday night. And in the meantime, both Ellen and I, we really wish you a wonderful and joyous evening. Good night, everyone. Good night, Ellen.
Good night, Allison.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Hey, thanks for listening to Stories Untold on BBS. And you can visit my website at cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. You can purchase a copy there or write a review. And stay tuned for my next album project, That's Just Hollywood, coming out in June. I'll be sure Doug has a copy for BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Sky, the moon.